radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Habakkuk, and we're in chapter 3. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. Job said it this way, something you want to remember forever. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine own eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." You know what he's talking about, his reins being consumed within him? He's talking about his suffering. This is Job. He says, even though I'm dying inside, I know this is true. Now, I hope you know it's true. Now, today I want you to realize that the Bible tells us, of course, as we said at the outset, this is Palm Sunday. And what that means is, this is the time where they were shouting Hosanna, and we need to be shouting Hosanna. God save now. Save my loved ones. Save people I care about, know, see, people I can work with, whatever. Maybe you need to say this morning, "Lord, save me. Hosanna, save now. Save me." You know, you can ask Him to do that. Jesus shed His blood so that when you claim Jesus as your Savior, that blood is applied to the doorposts of your heart and God will pass over. The Bible says, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute iniquity." What? He will not. Because we put our faith in Jesus. Jesus, on the week of His Passion, because though this is Palm Sunday, Friday is coming, right? That's Good Friday. I don't know why they call it good except that it was good for us. It was bad for Jesus. And what I want you to remember is in Luke 23, the Bible says, "And there followed Jesus as He was going to Calvary, a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented Him. But Jesus turned unto them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that have never bare. It says, and the paths that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us. And to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry?" What shall be done in a dry? Palm Sunday came with shouts of Hosanna, but they missed Him. Today we see the ground shifting. The tree is dry. The fig tree will not blossom, but it is putting forth its leaves. The true fig tree, Israel, will not blossom, not till Jesus comes in the sky and they see Him whom they pierce. But I want you to know that the fig tree is putting forth its leaves. Jesus said, when you see these things coming to pass, learn the parable of the fig tree. When the leaves come, you know it's that summer's quickly coming. And I want you today to know, today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. And that means the entire church age. It is coming to a close. I want you to bow with me for just a moment right there in your car. And as you bow, I want you to ask the Lord to just help you to really understand His heart at this time. To show Himself strong. To show Himself to you personally. To let your roots go deeper. To let yourself rest in Him. To have rest in the day of trouble. We don't know how long this will last. This could be another ebb and a flow. We've never seen it flow like this before. But it could ebb again. We never know. But this is kind of new. And right now it's really important that you let your roots go deep. That you look to the Savior. That you find Him in your day-to-day, that you walk with Him, that you talk with Him, that you sing to Him, that you love on Him, and let Him love on you. You've heard the song, Trust and Obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. You've heard the verse that says, we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the love He bestows are for those who will trust and obey. If you're not saved today, I want to ask you to ask the Lord to save you right in your car. Right where you hear this word. Dear God, save me. I believe Jesus died for my sins. I believe that He was buried and that He rose again from the dead. And that I, by trusting Him, can be saved. So I ask you right now, save me. Come into my heart and give me eternal life. And I ask it in Jesus' name. Now I want you to know, the Bible gives you a promise if you prayed that today. It says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't let that be the end of it. Let that be the beginning. Born again means you just got started. If you're a child of God, I want you to just do the same thing. I want the person who maybe prayed a prayer like that today, either here or across the land. People might be in church today in whatever way they can, online, whatever. What I want you to do is I want you to dig into your Bible. Get to know Jesus better. Put Him first, not second and third. Be second, not first. Let Him be first. And I want you to chase Him with all your heart and soul. The psalmist said this, and I think you're feeling it right now. My soul pants after the Lord as the deer pants after the water brook. Do you not desire Him today? Listen, I do have a little song I want us to try to sing as we conclude. If I could make this happen. never know what we're going to come up with the technology, but we've learned a little bit here today. Let's see if we can sing this. You know it. It starts out slow enough to where we can appreciate it. You know it. And it gets better as we go.
Old story of the Savior came from glory. How He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing. How He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and oh, my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Give the Lord a hand by giving a beep or two. Amen. God is good. I just thank you guys for coming out today. You've blessed my heart. You know, God's church is on the ropes right now, and the devil is happy for that. Don't let the banner fall. Don't let the banner fall. I tell you what, the devil likes to mess with me. I'm just up here minding my own business. This is my business. But what I want you to know is this, is if you go to another church, I don't know if we might have somebody visiting. I don't recognize cars, so... But if you're visiting, I want you to make sure you're giving your money to your church as you go along, because they don't make money any other way than just God's way. And his way was that they that are taught in the Word communicate with those who teach. And so we have to pay the light bills and keep things going. We're going to put out a basket. I don't know, did we get that out there, honey? The box is behind me. Okay. All right, Craig, where are you at, buddy? Can you help me out? Thank you. Just maybe put it out there. You'll stand out there. That's my boy. And you can go by. You can put an offering in there if you'd like. You guys know that this is a crazy time. And as we conclude here today, it is my intention, God giving me the grace to do it. We'll be doing this as long as we have to be quarantined, which is amazing where we are today. But in the meantime, let's keep the lights on with the church and keep the pillar and ground of the truth sanctified. I appreciate everyone who sent in offerings. Many of you have. And so I don't have anything to worry about except the worry that comes from the unknown, okay? Whenever you guys were doing what you did by sending in your offerings and tithes and even some special gifts, that was really a blessing. And I thought our church is amazing. If you don't have a chance to give, you can give each week if we do this. And you can send it into our church address if you need to. But if you have a church somewhere else, then I would encourage you to make sure that church gets your offerings, all right? Do that. First and foremost, it's God's call on us. We have to keep the fires burning. Let's pray together, and we'll call it a day. And just thank you, and God bless you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you for giving us the hope. Thank you for telling us what it's all about, Lord, that it is for us to come to a place where we rest in day of trouble. So, Lord, if that's all this is, a stretching, then we take that and we ask you to help us to accept that. If it's going to be a day of trouble soon, then help us to be ready for it. But, Father, most of all, help us to remember your work and your way. Help us to continue to take people that we see and bring them Jesus, because this is the way you want us to live. You want us to be bringing salvation to the world. Go with us now, Father. Make us a blessing through the week where we can be. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, beep, beep. God bless you. You guys are dismissed. Try not to run over anyone else, all right? God bless. Thank you.
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30, and we hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.